an AWOKV weather meter from the Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center. I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Well, hope you had a great 4th of July weekend. And here we go, back to work and back to your plans for the rest of the week. We'll be tracking the heat and humidity. High temperatures in the lower to mid-90s, inland and upper 80s at the coast. Feels like temperatures 100 to 105 today and tomorrow with that humidity, with the air temperature in the low 90s and the humidity present. It'll feel like 100 to 105 with the humidity. A few midday and afternoon showers and thunderstorms today initiate on the sea breeze and head westbound. So they'll be heading away from the coast today in terms of the thunderstorms. The coastal neighborhoods will stay mainly dry. Anywhere from I-95 and west could see a few isolated to widely scattered showers and heavy downpours and a few thunderstorms as well as we head into the afternoon. Generally away from Jacksonville for the evening commute today. Partly cloudy skies this evening. Overnight, we dropped down into the mid-70s. We'll be partly sunny for your Wednesday. Hot and humid still in the low 90s. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm. Thursday, Friday, partly sunny. A few afternoon thunderstorms. A little bit more coverage by Friday versus Thursday. High still in the low to mid-90s beforehand. And then here comes the weekend. Saturday, partly sunny, a few afternoon thunderstorms, and temperatures reaching the lower to mid-90s. In the tropics, not tracking much here in the Atlantic Basin. That's the good news here. The next name is Danielle on the 2022 Atlantic Hurricane Season list. Hope you have a great rest of your day. I'm First Alert meteorologist Garrett Beedenball. Join Mike Burrish beginning at 4 and 5 on Fox 30 and CBS 47 Action News Jax. From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Garrett Beedenball for 104.5 WOKV.